Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. The page dedicated to salamanders in the Aberdeen University bestiary might well be described as the stuff of nightmares. One of the larger illuminations in the 13th century manuscript, the image features a sizable, stylized tree at its center, the branches laden with writhing creatures. Missing the stumpy legs that we typically associate with these amphibians, the artist has opted to instead depict them as more akin to pinkish snakes, although the text adjacent to the image makes it clear that this is a representation of the destruction wrought by salamanders. According to the author, salamanders are incredibly poisonous. Instead of killing single things, they tend towards instigating mass extinction. As the carrier of the strongest poison, when they crawl into trees, it, quote, poisons all of the apples and kills all those who eat them. Perhaps this is the fate of the man who lies prone at the base of the tree in the illumination. Stretching across the lower border of the image, his decorated tunic draws our eyes from his extended, almost rigid limbs to the extreme backward tilt of his head. This odd positioning may be an attempt to depict a body convulsed after the ingestion of poison. While apples could be the source of his demise, we know from the text and image that fruit-bearing trees were not the only danger when it comes to salamanders. Directly above the man's head, we can see the tail of one of the beasts slithering into the round profile of a well. The height of the water source brings it into close proximity to the tree, and one of the salamanders seems to be gliding from its arboreal perch towards the open mouth of the font. From the text, we know that these salamanders' actions are going to cause more chaos, since, quote, if one falls into a well, the strength of its poison kills those who drink the water. Toxicity isn't the only attribute possessed by the salamander, however. Fire is considered to be another important characteristic, and in the image we can see a number of creatures wriggling from the red tongues of sharply pointed flames. Now depicted in blue, their coloring echoes a series of blue, water-like waves that curl underneath the fire. This juxtaposition is likely meant to represent the salamander's supposed relationship to flames. As stated in the text, it, quote, resists fire, and alone among creatures can put fires out, for it can exist in the midst of flames without pain and without being consumed by them, not only because it does not burn, but because it puts the fire out. Poisonous and fireproof, quite a special little creature indeed. What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.